an updated version of the Mixlr app. Wow. It has truly been a while. I can't remember the last time that they issued an update. There were no notes with this update beyond, yo, we fixed some stuff. I was thinking it would be cool if they fixed the thing where chat sometimes gets cut off and does not wrap to the next line. Which sometimes I see chat that does wrap to the next line, so I don't know what... That's a weird one. I'm not really sure what when that occurs and when it doesn't, that whole thing. Oh, man. All right. I did not want to get up this morning. I mean, I guess that's everyone, right? That's our shared experience as humans, is waking up and going, fuck! Ugh. Series of events. There's some real cause and effect here this morning, where because I did not go to the store and buy any food this weekend, I did not go to the grocery store and do any shopping, the effect was I drank an energy drink with breakfast this morning. So we're off to a fantastic start. Some people may scoff at that, but I say, look, I was going to drink it in like an hour anyway. What's the actual difference? And the actual difference is, you know, sometimes it's nice to drink some orange juice, but I did not go get any. So, and when faced with the option of should grocery shopping happen, my response was, no. But I did get this thing. It is one of those Red Bull sized 12-ounce cans, 1893, from the makers of Pepsi, ginger cola, premium cola, spiced with real ginger, it says here. Boldly blended cola made with cola nut extract, real ginger, sparkling water, and real sugar. This sounds like exactly the sort of thing that I would fucking hate. And I would have rather had tried they have another one of these that is like a regular non-ginger cola. But I got this. I find that most fancy colas, if they're saying like, oh, cola nut extract, like that's usually slang for this tastes like shit, dog. Let's get it. So I'll crack this open in a little bit here because I want to try it when it's cold and not save it for the tunnel. We will go tunnel drinkless this morning. But I woke up with my entire existence trapped in a tunnel, more or less. So, without that rock star, I don't know that I would have... I don't know that I would be here today, right now. I might have just gone back to bed and said, you know what? Fuck responsibility. it is just about time to give this ginger cola a shot here. I'm not opposed to ginger. Like I said, I don't like ginger ale. And I don't like most premium colas I've had. I'm expecting this to be straight up shit. Straight bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to wait. It seems like maybe you guys can't hear me just yet. So it's the county line is a rough patch for what we do here. Though it says I've got full bars. 5 bars of signal. Back? Okay, all right. All right. I saved this moment. This moment is for us. We belong to the night. All right. I don't know why they would... Calling it 1893, I think, you know, they're trying... It's old-timey. Okay. These old-timey Red Bull cans. Tiny cans. All right. I smell the ginger, as it were. Sniffing this can. Yep, that smells a lot like ginger, a little bit like cola, as advertised so far. There we go. It pretty much just tastes like ginger like they said, it tastes like ginger and that fucking like high end cola that I think tastes like fucking trash compared to some mass market ass cola. I prefer a nice mass market ass cola. You know, I mean, and if you want to get Coca-Cola with real sugar, like, yeah, go for it. Like, yeah, that's good. That's good. But, you know, also, the shit they sell here that doesn't have real sugar in it, still all right. Fly to Mexico where they don't have it anymore. Do they not sell Mexican Coke in Mexico anymore? That would not surprise me. If like Mexican Coke was just something that was in quotes now, just like Mexican Coke as like shorthand for this has real sugar in it. People got all fucking weird. just be, like, that shit has gotten way easier to find. I don't know if that's just, like, around here, like a California thing or something, but, like, I can walk into a fucking Safeway. I can walk into just a run-of-the-mill-ass supermarket, and in their, like, ethnic foods section, they've just got straight up, like, I don't know, man, Echo in Mexico right here, straight up, Coca-Cola for that ass. And that used to be, like, hard to get, and when you found it, you were, like, kind of psyched. But yeah, now it just seems like it's, if you want it, it's there. You can find it all over the place. Yeah, I don't really like ginger. You know, I don't like, I don't think I'm into this ginger cola. It's, ginger is a flavor specifically reserved for times when your stomach is not feeling great, and you drink it and go like, alright, I feel like it's settled my stomach. I think 7-Up, similarly. That was, sometimes I'll just fucking crack open a 7-Up and just say, fuck it. But, like, generally speaking, the Uncola is medicinal in nature. And ginger, you know, ginger chews, ginger ale, similarly, like, that's like, oh, I'm having stomach problems here. Let's try some ginger, see if that settles it down. So the reverse ends up being true, where when I drink ginger, it makes my stomach feel bad, because I've completely associated with the flavor with, like, bad stomach getting better type stuff. So the idea of just, like, fucking opening up a ginger anything and just enjoying it, just having a good gingery time, that's fucking crazy. Does in fact feel slightly unsettled now. This is the worst possible outcome. Like, I want to pour the rest of this out on the freeway, which, as I understand it, is against the law. Now I've got this 2/3 of a can. I would potentially still try the non-ginger variant of this stuff, but I would rather drink a Coke Black, if that tells you anything. I I was kind of digging the vibe of that Call of Duty trailer. It's like, yeah, fuck it, go for it. You know? Like, go nuts. Go all the way. Fucking, you know, like in terms of setting, like, why not? Sci-fi stories, sci-fi military stuff, I think that stuff's cool. There's been a lot of it, but, you know, I think there's still room for more takes on that shit. Why not? And then, I don't, you know, like, I get it, in under different circumstances, I would have zero problems, but I just, and I'm not normally one to get like this, but when they started playing, you know, when the lyrics kicked in for the fucking cover of the Bowie song, I was just fucking bummed out. It was just like, man, fucking, like, yeah, of course, like, yeah, you're gonna do your fucking rockin' version of a song that's loosely about space, even though it's not, yeah, of course, Call of Duty, of course, but in this specific case, it just sucked the fucking life out of it. I was like, ah, man, now I'm just fucking bummed out all over again. I wonder how many conversations they had about that specific thing. You would hope that at least someone piped up at some point and said, hey, I don't know. I mean, I get, like, they were probably moving, they've probably been moving in this direction with that version of that song for kind of a while now, right? Like, maybe even before all this happened. And you'd like to think that at some point in the process, someone said, hey, I know someone said that this would be, like, a really respectful, cool thing, cool way, but I'm not getting that vibe off it. It just kind of bums me out. Like, maybe we shouldn't associate our futuristic space video game with, like, just from a business perspective, with, like, music superhero who passed away. Like, maybe that's, like, a fucking, like, bummer, right? I mean, maybe we should find another way to convey space in music form. At least you hope someone brought that up. Though the argument for, like, yeah, well, I don't know, whatever. I'm not going to have a hypothetical argument about that in my head between people who don't actually exist. But you get my point. Like, if someone thought, like, oh, this would be, like, a cool tribute, they're wrong. That's all the way wrong. Like, the version of the song, like, whatever. You know, hey, songs get covered. Fucking slow, thoughtful songs get turned into fucking ripping fucking jams, bro! So they can put them into fucking action movie trailers and all that shit. All the time. That fucking Nirvana cover for Infamous and the other Nirvana cover for Battleborn? Is there some other fucking game that's got some fucking Nirvana cover in it, like, recently? I don't know. Anyway. I think that's an effective tactic for building trailers. Is, here's a different take on a song you know. Like, you know, it's fucking cheap and dumb and lame and it's not the original artist, and, you know, like, there's a zillion things, but I think sometimes it lines up pretty well and it works. And I think under different circumstances, that trailer would play as like, all right, sure, why not? Yeah. Fucking, yeah, Patriots, yeah, all right. Oh, yeah, fine, space game. You're making a space game. Good. But in this specific case, it still feels like it's just way too soon for that not to just be fucking, just a fucking bummer. Also, that cover wasn't really transformative of the original work. I mean, well, yeah, I mean, it's fucking marketing driven. Like, you know, it's, calculated and, like, I mean, yeah, all, like, yes, this cover songs and trailers is always seems like a calculated thing of, like, oh, you're gonna just hear this fucking song playing, and then you're gonna be like, what is this? This sounds sort of familiar. And then the lyrics kick in, and you're like, oh, shit, this was a song I liked. I'm gonna associate this thing with that song I liked. Or you'll get, like, fucking, if you actually care about music, you'll be like, fuck this, and get all mad. I guess I go both ways on that one. Because I like to see good, bad marketing. I like it when you can see the fucking gears turning and bringing a fucking cover song into your fucking trailer. That, to me, is seeing the gears turning. Of, like, they're showing their work on that one. Like, look at these calculations. We made them right in front of you. And most of you were still like, yeah, okay. Recutting trailers with the original versions of the songs, I think, would be pretty funny. Like, weirdly tragic, perhaps, along the way, but... a lot of traffic through here. I almost just grabbed that soda and just took another sip of it, but I think I'm actually going to give up on this thing. I don't think I've seen chat cut off the few times I've glanced over at it. I wish it was better at letting me know that I was not, like, broadcasting. Maybe that's hard to know. But it never comes up and says, like, hey, buffering, or hey, reconnecting. It seems to just always be going, and then sometimes y'all say you can't hear it, but I'm like over here looking at it going, I don't know. But whatever, I mean, you know, hey, Call of Duty in space. That's an idea that's time has come. Why not? Call in a UAV in space. Can you shoot down a UAV in space? These are all important questions that we have to answer. And the bit at the end of that trailer showing the remastered Call of Duty 4, I thought looked pretty good. I really wonder what form that's going to take, because if you see it, they're like, Legacy Edition or whatever, give us $100, we'll give you this remastered Call of Duty 4 along with your space shooter. And then it's billed as campaign plus 10 multiplayer maps. And there were more than 10 multiplayer maps for Call of Duty 4 once they were all said and done with DLC. So there's that. But also, I wonder if that's just 10 maps for play in the Infinite Warfare multiplayer mode. If it's just like, hey, here are 10, like, we remade these maps with our current tech, and, like, we will give you separate create a class stuff that is more like Call of Duty 4. Like, I wonder if they're just, like, gonna have a full-on separate multiplayer mode in that remastered thing, or if it's just gonna be maps that you then redeem and use in Infinite Warfare. Because having a straight-up second, like launching two multiplayer games at the same time with separate hoppers and separate everything, that seems weird. That seems potentially, like, strange. But if they just fucking roll it all into one thing, you know, or I wonder, like, hey, if we remade, like, at no point does it say it's the 10 multiplayer maps from Call of Duty 4 played like Call of Duty 4. What if it's just like, hey, we remade 10 of these maps with all of the Infinite Warfare movement options, whatever they may be, in mind? I wonder if they would go that route. It's like, hey, here's shipment, but it's all vertical now. Because you can fly, because it's space. I don't know. That's a question I would like to see answered. Also, Infinite Warfare is still a super depressing name. It says things about humanity that are very true, but that doesn't make them any less depressing. Like, here we are conquering the stars. We've got a new frontier out here. I don't know. Let's blow each other up. Fuck people. Yeah, that's probably how it'll go. Someone on the frontier will be like, which bathrooms should we use? And then they'll get in a fight about it, and then before you know it, space war. That's what Gundam's about. Yeah. The Gundam has to they try to tell the Gundams which bathroom they can use, and then the Gundams are like, how about instead we blow you all up? Motorcycle cops doing motorcycle cop things. Also, it just got very fucking overcast out, and I chose today to wear shorts because I don't give a fuck. And I wore a sweatshirt as well, because that's May in Northern California. It is shorts and long sleeves. The uniform.
Stop, there's no stop, there's drum, right or low, low and smoke. rebel bomb ass cop. Wanna bring them like these rap niggas. I ain't gotta clap niggas. Hit your career with one line like that, nigga. Hit the switch, one back, make it bad. Let it jump. Kill a 498, that's where I'm from. I pass out on the way to my nigga dad's house. He always got a thick bad bitch from Long Beach. She a known freak, yeah, she got a long reach. She gon' touch it, suck it, fuck it, never back down. Especially when Al Green in the background. Now bitch, if the weed turn that ass round, it's time to bring back chronic in the dentist thing. West Coast niggas still hold shit down.
Yep, stomach does not feel great. After drinking the ginger cola, this had a lingering effect on me, as it turns out. I feel fucking gross. This is bad. Got a case of the burps, and they all taste like ginger, and that's...
Masculine, by the train, he dubs the name of Paul. And the field around him, I'm superb,
Mighty Number 9 is going to actually come out, huh?
Yeah, I believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
graduated coolie high. The last day of school, threw my hat in the air with a new pair of shoes with the gusso. Posed for the class picture, and I flip like a glass fixture when the tip of your finger hits the switch. So, with a little bit of go, Motorola Page, a fresh haircut, clean shave with the razor. It's a sickness with God is my witness. Been blessed with this gift since the day before Christmas. I'm trying. Nice with the science on how to stay cool in this jungle just like lions. I gotta stay humble and move just like the bumblebee. Can't let your bumblebees trouble me. So please don't sneeze, baby. I'm just a teenager. Travel telebadio to get it from Daddy-O, then adios. Cell phone at the back patio. I didn't have to make a cameo to get it off. I hope you betting on a sleeper. It all started on a beeper. Now they asking for the feature. Till I'm stepping out the bleachers. Drug money kicked around like it's FIFA. Yeah. Pops up like dandruff. Beverly Hill, J. Clampett. A shotgun wedding to collect my ransom. Cameo Chris Hansen, I'm at your door. You don't wanna know him if you owe him. I done boxed in cars and had to tow him. I done laid in lawns when they didn't mow him. Even hog-tied wives, I had to show him. That I mean business, I mean everything I say. No witness, no forgiveness. Souls of mischief, it's on through infinity. My arms are endless, your arms too short to box with God. Might send a bitch an Ellie sob. She fucks and robs. 10 grand just to touch the job. Close range, she don't duck and dodge. You can't trust them odds. I hope you betting on a sleeper. It all started on a beeper. Now they asking for the feature. Till I'm stepping out the bleachers. Drug money kicked around like it's FIFA. I hope you betting on a sleeper. It all started on a beeper. Now they asking for the feature. Till I'm stepping out the bleachers. Drug money kicked around like it's FIFA.
But hoes and tricks. Bitches ain't shit.
This tunnel is backed up. It's gonna be a while before I can even get in. Fuck. Stuck in this tunnel. Despite knowing that it was going to be shitty, I went in anyway. I mean, I guess actually by the time you see how bad the traffic is in the tunnel, you've already committed to going in the tunnel. So this is really... Still in this tunnel.
There's something inside.
I may emerge from the tunnel. No. One more car length. Some suck-ass traffic along Broadway here. This is bad. I don't like this. I don't like it. I bought a USB adapter for Saturn controllers last night. Don't ask me why and shit. That's just how it went down. I was like, you know, none of these controllers that I have at my disposal, you can't really map the Saturn button layout to any of them particularly well. Oh, bus just fucking coming in this lane. Who cares, right? Just fuck it. No signal, no nothing. Just swerve in my direction. It's cool. Here to let people on and off the bus, and I am behind the bus. Alright, we're swerving around the bus. Bus! And I missed the light. Okay. Nice work, everyone. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's an Xbox controller has enough buttons, certainly, to handle the Saturn inputs, but not in a pleasing layout. So, you know, and I spent some time looking at just straight-up USB Saturn-style controllers. I was like, you know, I have like four or five Saturn controllers somewhere. I might as well just get this USB thing. Instead of taking a chance on these like shoddy, unofficial Saturn style controllers. Another day, another motherfucker died. These are the things I would do when I was growing up. There's only one hood and niggas should be growing up. And I knew there really ain't nothing to it. Thinking every fool's gotta go through it. Now let's go back. How far back in time? Dragging to these hookers trying to mack for mine. I remember when we all used to stop at the spot. Back then my nigga name was Snoop Rock. It was all so clear. 87, 88, then 89's the year. You say everywhere we go, you can say we rotate. Way back then, 213 was a click.
serving the state paid. I was just a young hog. Warren G, Snoop, rockin' Nate Dogg.
You don't see what I see. Every day as Warren G. You don't hear what I hear. But it's so hard to live through these years. You don't see what I see. Every day as Warren G. You don't hear what I hear. But it's so hard to live through these years.
You make me wanna holler. Get out the game. Too many motherfuckers know my name. While Snoop Dogg serving time up in the wayside. I put it down on the street, don't try to take mine. I had to reinsure the homie that he wasn't alone. We talked, and him and Nate conversate on the phone. He kept saying, nigga, it won't be long before a little skinny nigga like me will be home. I said, Snoop, things have changed. It's not the same. We need to get up out the game. Cause we could get paid in a different way. With you kicking dope rhymes and I DJ. Well, as time go past, slowly we try to make it. But things are getting hectic, I just can't take it. Should I A, go back to slanging dope? Or should I B, maintain and try to cope? Or should I C, just get crazy and wild? But no, I chose D, create the G child. It's been on ever since with me and Mr. Grimm. This shit is getting so hectic that I can't even trust him now.
What would you do for a Warren G cut?
Would you act the fool and nut the fuck up? Back the fuck up, act the fuck up. Niggas talk shit, they get smacked the fuck up, straight up.
Don't see what I see. Every day as Warren G. You don't hear what I hear. But it's so hard to live through these years. You don't see what I see. Every day as Warren G. You don't hear what I hear. But it's so hard to live through these years. You don't see what I see. Every day as Warren G.
What is this fucking car doing? Trying to turn right from the far left lane, blocking multiple lanes of traffic along the way. That's good stuff. Instead of going up and around the block and, like, saying, taking that as, like, oh, I fucked up. Yeah, like, fucking fuck over everyone else. That's how you do it. I don't know what they're doing in this alley anymore. They're building bus stuff. I gotta go. Have a wonderful Monday. See you later.